The reality is it's such a growing sport, and nobody knows about it. There are over 80 teams across the nation. And I think the only thing keeping us from really taking off is not having a feeder system. But if this junior player development program really takes off, then maybe other teams across the nation will do it. Who knows? We may develop.
So where are you getting your funding?
We fund it through people like myself. I pay for the majority of my team's expenses, and then the players pay. A lot of teams is fully player sponsored.
Do you get any help from the National Football League and their junior football program?
Well, we're hoping. This is the first ever event, and it's for girls. It's at Giant Stadium. It's coming up March 3rd and 4th. And it's huge that the NFL has allowed us to host this program, and we're really excited.
Seth Joyner, what's been your experience? Go ahead and be sexist if you're being realistic. I think it's more about the honesty of it. Do you think women can actually play football at a level where it's worth watching by a broad audience?
Well, I think so. I it's not that I would even bring a sexist attitude to it. The only issue that I have is when you see women, a la Michelle Wee, trying to compete with men, on the field of play. Not that they can't, but I just personally would prefer to see women playing against women and men playing against men, and I don't think that there's anything sexist about that.
I agree with you, Seth, totally.
So, if the way that they're doing it, the way it's formatted, the way it's put together, I honestly believe that, it can be entertaining, and if, men can just give it a chance to go and look at it and see it and see what the product is that they're putting out on the field, they very well might find it quite entertaining.
And in the era of Title IX, Andre, tell me about how that has helped with the growing confidence of women in team sports, in all sports. Women are weightlifting more. They are learning all the latest techniques for any gender, either gender, in terms of getting strong and agile, et cetera. How much does this generation have it over past generations because they've been treated more equally?
Oh, my gosh. There's such a difference. I started playing, the league started 7 years ago. And even when I started playing, we didn't have the weight training. We weren't as accepted. If you had an athletic body, we just weren't accepted. We had to be different. We, meaning my generation, I'm in my 40s. So my generation had to be different so that the women today can be just normal, And Title IX had a huge effect on that.
Well, let's develop a vision, and then, Seth, I'd like your comment on it. What does your vision say for 5 years from now? In other words, there are those that would say if women are playing football, are these women that wouldn't be playing other sports, or are we taking away from other sports that are more naturally, conducive to women participating, not where it's blocking and tackling? Are you saying that, indeed, that blocking and tackling, the experience of that is the kind of worthwhile endeavor that women can benefit from?
Are you asking me, Nick?
I'm asking you.
Yes, absolutely. I think so. Absolutely. There are so many women that want to be to participate in athletics that will benefit from all kinds of athletics, and we certainly know there's enough women to go around, to play all the sports. And I come across women all the day, all the time, and the greatest joy they get out of playing football is hitting someone. this is not just for men.
So what's the biggest hit you've seen? Just how violent does it get?
Oh my gosh! I think our free safety Val Halesworth hit someone in a game one time, and the other player did not get up, and Val jumped up and ran off. But she had her bell rung, but you could hear it way up in the stands, and it's fun to watch. Most guys, they really kind of are skeptical about it, and then they come out and they see a game, and they're like, oh, my gosh, this is women, and they come back. So slowly but surely, it's catching on, and I've also noticed that the more experienced the women get, again, this is the seventh year that we've been playing, the more experienced they get, the better the game.